You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Okay, let me close the screen that has Gene Shalit because he's kind of scaring me.
That's crazy looking. I'm going back to the same.
He's no Bob Ross, I'll tell you that much.
Oh my God.
He is no Bob Ross.
No. Bless him.
No, I just closed my screen that had all that other stuff open. Oops. Let me get. Damn. Alright, give me a second. I think it was just 1990s mustache. Man. Was it November or was it people.com? Oh, people.com. That was it. That was easy. And then my pick.
This one came up with the 9 best, the one that I have. Is that the people? Yeah, that's the people one.
Yeah, yeah, I got that one too. I haven't said who my pick is yet, though.
Can I tell you, a few of these I'm not very impressed with.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well.
All right, let's get started and talk about that.
This is 90-something podcast.
I know it sounds mental, but sometimes I have more fun vegging out than when I go partying. Maybe because my party clothes are so binding.
You're an idiot.
I'll show you. Starting tomorrow, you'll see I am just as sane as anybody.
But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Smelly cat, smelly cat. What are they feeding you?
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Hey, this is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I am Dave. Online, I have got Scott.
I can dig it. Can you, Rose?
I can dig it.
And obviously, Rose. Oh, here we are again, talking, continuing our conversation about Movember. And this time, we're going to be talking about 1990s mustached men. And, you know, this is just goes along with the awareness of the Movember organization and the way that they kind of bring some awareness around it is encouraging men to grow mustaches and kind of get donations to help with the organization. And as I did with the other two episodes where we're talking about this kind of thing, I want to concentrate on kind of the last bullet point of things that they cover, because they do cover things where they're helping with men's health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the boys. So this is testicular cancer. And what it is that is the most common cancer in young men. And more than 250,000 men are estimated to be living with a testicular cancer diagnosis in the U.S. Very high numbers, and the Movember.com organization is doing a lot of great work to either help with cancer research, elimination, and even bring a better quality of life for those people that have been diagnosed with cancer, specifically those two types, prostate and testicular. So all very important stuff. And just bringing awareness of it in the great month of November, which they've dubbed Movember. So keeping up with the theme and keeping up with what we're talking about, we want to go down the road of the final decade that we talk about which we've talked about 70s, we've talked about the 80s, and now we're talking about 90s. So really we want to go with who is our favorite mustached man from the 1990s. Last time I went first, so I'm going to throw this over to Scott to see what he's got for us.
Okay. So this actor is just, he's just one of my favorite actors. And he has been sporting a mustache in just about everything that I can recall. In the 80s too, but most, I think it was more in the 90s. And the one that stands out to me the most in the 90s is Tombstone as Virgil Earp. And yes. That'd be Sam Elliott. Sam is the man in the 90s.
Sure.
For this, I mean, he had him in Gettysburg as, you know, he fits that role so well, the old, you know, either Old West or Civil War era. So he always has one. I don't know if it's been a while since I've seen him without one, but he might not have had one in Roadhouse, actually.
That would be very controversial if he didn't have a mustache in Roadhouse.
I believe he did not sport a stash in Roadhouse.
He must have been taking some anti-testosterone.
Okay, you know what it was? I know.
I'm Googling.
You know what it is? He had like a 5 o'clock shadow, kind of a Don Johnson look. He had a rough beard. Not like his full on regular stash that he has.
There's a lot of testosterone in that movie, and it's just by, even if he caught it through osmosis, you know, there would be like, boom. You remember Tim Allen and what is that Christmas movie that he was in where he was Santa Claus?
Yeah.
And he shaves and he grows the beard mustache back.
He goes to rinse his face off. He looks back up and he's got a full beard again.
So that's what would have happened to Roadhouse if he would have not had one, because there's just way too much stuff going on there for him not to.
He just had a really rough beard and mustache in Roadhouse from the picture that I just found.
It wasn't as developed as other movies.
He probably was clean mustache when he came on set, and then
by the end of the shooting day.
By the end of the shoot, they were like, "Dude, where'd you get?" Like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of tools and berries and shit going on here, man.
Just some makeup guy going, "Fuck it, just go
it's
with it."
It's a 5 week shadow versus a 5 p.m. shadow.
Says I can't win. We'll just go with it.
Oh lordy.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen that movie yet, but you know what? I'm gonna watch it when it's...
That's okay. It was 1989, and we're talking about 90s, so we're gonna.
I know. I'm just saying.
Roll into that. In Tombstone, his was awesome. They all had three brothers.
Yeah. They were all rocking.
All four of them. The three brothers and Doc Holliday. His was much more clean. You know, Bill Paxton had a pretty heavy-duty mustache. Man, there was a lot of mustaches in that movie, actually, if you think about it.
It was the Wild West, and, you know, you had dust and sand. And
Curly Bell had his
Curly Bell.
Mustache rocking.
Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo had a mustache,
Charlton Heston had one. Jason Priestley even had one. I think everybody had one.
Brandon Walsh had a mustache?
It was his on with glue.
Yes. His was very clean cut. The one I remember that did not have a mustache now is Thomas Hayden Church. But we're not talking about those guys. We're talking about Sam Elliott.
We are.
He carries it. He's been gray for a long time.
Yeah.
And he just carries that distinguished. He's just so cool in every role he plays. So cool, calm, collected, cool. Just everything's gonna be good. And I love him as an actor. I think I like everything he's done. And his mustache is good. Good stuff.
Yeah, he's actually in A Star Is Born.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really great in that movie too.
I'm gonna sing.
What's up? So you were saying, go ahead, Rose.
No, just like I would have sang now. No, it's okay. Sam Elliott's amazing. I have like nothing but good things to say about Sam Elliott. He's just, you know, one of those actors that he's a once in a lifetime phenomenon. And he just can do no wrong. So he's amazing. Totally love him.
He's got such a great voice too. like his speaking voice is it's so great. And that's why he does a lot of commercial voiceovers and stuff too.
Yes.
Yeah, he's just got this whole, you know, I'm not going to take any shit kind of presence about him.
Yeah. Even.
And you appreciate that. And there's this calmness about him, mm-hmm. where it looks like at any minute he could just go off on you, but he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. Yeah, and he's just got a great demeanor about him. And yeah, the mustache he's been rocking throughout all the movies, is just. It's phenomenal. It's great. It's a great look for him, and it's a great addition to this list. Okay. Rose, did you have one for the 90s mustache men?
Well, of course I did.
Okay.
But for some reason, I have lost my screen on my iPad. That's okay. If you want to go next, you go right ahead, because I don't want to hold the process up.
Okay. All right, well then, I am going to go with my man Jules from Pulp Fiction, Samuel L. Jackson.
Sweet. Good choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once again, it was the same thing as Sam Elliott. And, you know, from Pulp Fiction, he was just cool. He was collected, and he just had this appearance of just doing everything that he could to be in charge of things. And I've always loved Samuel L. Jackson. He's just a phenomenal actor.
Mm-hmm.
And we geeked out about Pulp Fiction. We had such a great time with that show.
That was fun.
And so it's tough to, like, you know, just not go, you know, start breaking into different quotes, you know, of his, because he's just so iconic and great in that movie.
That is a tasty burger.
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just loved everything that he brought to that movie and his look. You know, the look that they gave him, you know, with just the nice black suit before he was wearing the volleyball clothes. You know, and the mustache and the way his whole appearance worked. It was just great. So I'm a fan of his in this movie. Among other movies, of course.
Right.
So Samuel L. Rose, got anything for that?
Samuel L. is just a force to be reckoned with. His portrayal in Pulp Fiction was just so... He had a code that he lived by, you know, he had like a creed that he followed, and he believed in that wholeheartedly, very strongly. And you can tell he was a learned man, because he knew, you know, anybody that can read the Bible and actually recall.
Quote it back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's some serious studying. And, he just, you know, it was just, I'm going to say he's down to earth, because he kind of was, but he was very, like, in your face, and this is how it's going to be. And then he was sitting there, he was telling John Travolta, you know, he was challenging him on what he didn't believe, you know, because he didn't believe in anything, you know.
Right.
And he's, you know, basically, in a way, came back, told him he's going to come back to haunt you, which it did. Spoiler alert. But, but, yeah. The Jerry curl, it was actually supposed to be an afro, but the person that they sent to from wardrobe to get an afro got a Jerry curl, because they'd never seen an afro. So they were like profusely apologizing, and Samuel's like, "Oh hell no, no, I'm wearing this. This is."
I'm gonna go with it.
Yeah, I'm running with
it. I'm gonna go ahead and go with this one because this is good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know anybody can wear an afro, but yeah. So yeah, the mustache just went right along with it, you know, and it just created him. You know, created that character, and he's very memorable, and you know, just definite props.
Yeah, and it's like one of the, and he's a great actor where he, you know, that's not a staple of his look.
Mm-hmm.
Because now he's like rocking bald,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and no facial hair whatsoever.
Definitely.
And he makes it work.
Like in Star Wars?
So. Yeah, I was thinking like all those credit card commercials he's in nowadays.
Oh, what's okay.
Wallet?
Capital One.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch.
Is he bald and Nick? Is Nick Fury too in the Avenger movies?
Yeah. Well, he's bald in that, but I think he might have a goatee going on
mm-hmm.
in those movies.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying hair wise, you know.
Yeah.
Bald. Yeah.
And he makes it work. He definitely makes, you know, whatever look that, you know, he has for that particular role or situation. And, you know, he doesn't have to rely on the facial hair to, you know, be a badass.
Mm-hmm.
So, Scott, were you saying something on Samuel L. Jackson?
You know, I love him as an actor. He's done so many great things. He's very versatile. And he changes his look quite a bit, actually. If you look at some of the pictures, it's he's got a lot of different looks going on. Some nice trim mustache, some a little bit more bushy and full beard with some like dreadlocks and stuff. And I don't know what movie that's from. The look with him, you know, in of course, Pulp Fiction is probably my favorite. Also, that's just his look in that is so awesome. It's great, and then just as an actor, he's just amazing, you know. And then of course you can't just let this one go by. Go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah.
Now that
I know.
You don't get to see him, but you get to hear him, and that's
yeah.
just every time anybody says, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, I can't help but think of Go the Fuck to Sleep. So
yeah.
it's kind of funny.
He wrote that.
Did he really?
Yeah. I didn't think anybody
I
else
didn't know he wrote it.
Well, you know, it's like.
I just thought he yeah. narrated it or read it, you know.
Oh, maybe not. I just want to think he wrote it, but it's great. I mean, the first time I heard it, I was like, "This is what modern day parents need to hear." You know, we can't just, you know, because people aren't like, you know, parents like when I was a kid. You know, everybody's afraid to tell their kid what to do and how to behave and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler, tangent. Yeah. But, you know...
Like helicopter moms and dads, helicopters, right?
Like, you have to be the parent, you know, and sleep time, bedtime is, oh my God, horrific as hell.
Yeah.
Trying to get, you know, wound up kid, you know, to all of a sudden like, oh, now you have to lay completely still and fall asleep. And they're like, no! I got all this stuff running around in my head and I want to play video games and everybody else is going to be up. And, you know, it's like a massive battle. It's been going on for centuries.
Oh, wait,
you know.
You're going to cry? I'll give you something to cry about. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. So, to you know, it's like, okay, read me a story. Okay, I'm going to read you a story.
Here, let me borrow your iPod and push this.
Yeah.
And you can listen to Samuel L.
Exactly.
Tell you a little
bit. Exactly.
Time.
Every parent needs a Samuel L. Jackson to read their kid to sleep. The kid wouldn't even, like, he'd still be in the room at 8 o'clock the next morning going, is it okay to come out now?
Yeah. They'd be so scared they wouldn't be able to go to sleep because they're afraid of, you know. Because the way he.
Yeah, but they wouldn't let you know.
Well,
well. They would just lie. They would be lying there quietly. They'd be like, I just deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm not bugging nobody.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, that's great. Pick.
I love Sam. He's awesome.
Yeah, that was great. Well done.
Alrighty, cool. So we are on Rose. Did you find your pick?
I did. I got my screen back and I found my pick. And
yay!
And it's from the 90s and it was from that particular website. For some reason, they've got a lot of shit going on their website, so I had to disconnect from it. But my pick for 90s mustache, gentlemen, is Yanni.
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 Very nice.
He was a musician. Mm-hmm. He's Greek by birth. So he's got a lot of hair going on and a big old mustache. But he was like the king of the new age music. And he was dating Linda Evans for a while, but that really wasn't what threw him into the limelight. He was just, you know, he created all of the, I don't want to say ethereal, but he kind of did, you know, a lot of new age music with all kinds of like cymbals and pianos and flutes and all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, put them all together. And it was quite an interesting phenomenon between him and Kenny G. I think they had like this whole niche to see who could create the most boring music between two of them and just
the most boring
throw it
music
out there for the consumer. buy this, you know you want it. But you know, I say that tongue-in-cheek because he obviously was loved by millions and he still is, and it's just all a matter of taste. But he never lost the luster of that fabulous mustache that he had. And I'm sure a lot of women or people in general appreciated him. He was a good looking guy. I mean, he pretty much still is. But he just, you know, he just found his nook and ran with it. So, with his mustache.
Have you looked up any like recent pictures of him? Is he like still sporting the long hair?
He's still sporting the long hair as of 2016. But the mustache is a little faded. It's gotten some gray in it now. And not quite as prominent, but it's still there. So I think it the not being as dark with the gray hair kind of takes away from it. But it's still there. I don't know. I couldn't imagine him without it, to be honest with you. I don't think he looked right without it. Truthfully.
Yeah, it works for the flowing hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
if he didn't have the mustache with the flowing hair, then you'd be Fabio. And who needs two of them?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Actually I just found one where he's got kind of a little cleaned up look for it's called Yanni Voices.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
I don't know what year that's from, but he's still got a little bit of a mustache going on, but not much of it.
I didn't see. I don't have any pictures.
Okay.
I could look it up, I suppose, if I wanted to.
Yeah, I'm just kind of scrolling through and looking at like images of Yanni, which I'm kind of getting creeped out about.
There you go.
why am I looking at this guy?
Probably trying to remember him from, you know, I'm trying to remember him from the 90s. He was a big deal.
Yeah, and you know, I think he probably was the butt of a lot of jokes.
He was.
Much like Kenny G.
Yeah.
I know personally, I always went with a Kenny G route if I was, you know, making fun of music like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, never really got into Mr. Yanni, even though I do know that he was quite huge and popular.
Yeah.
So credit to the people that love that kind of genre, but that wasn't my bag. So. But I know Scott was.
So I got a cousin. His cousin of mine, Carl. He's my age. He just turned 50 in May. Mm-hmm. So we're right around the same age. And he's been playing piano since we were in our, probably late teens, early 20s. He really started playing piano and keyboards. And, you know, every once in a while we get in these conversations and he would bring up Yanni as one of his biggest influences.
Mm.
And I'm like, wow, really, Yanni? He's like, yeah, man, he does some amazing stuff. I'm like, okay then. And he would, you know, he would play me some stuff that he learned of Yanni's on mm-hmm. the keyboards. And it is actually, it's really cool. And it's, I can imagine it being on one of those stations on like Pandora or Spotify where like yeah. on Pandora, I know there's one called Chill Out or Chill Hop or mm-hmm. Chill Wave or something like that.
Yeah.
And, they all play these really ethereal kind of, you know, spiritual sounding grooves mm-hmm. and it's all, you know, synthesizers and keyboards. And I'm sure a lot of that inspiration has come from Yanni's work in the,
in the
90s, mostly, I think early 80s or late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
And it's funny that we're talking about Kenny G tonight, mm-hmm. you know, not really talking about him, but his name has come up because my wife randomly on the way home from the Greyhound get together. She's like, why do people make fun of Kenny G? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, he's really successful. He's made tons of money. He's been, mm-hmm. he's been more successful than what most people ever want, you know, imagine mm-hmm. being. And yet they make fun of him. I'm like, yeah, they make fun of Michael Bolton too. And I can't figure out like they're both very like, and Yanni kind of falls into that same category. Like, wouldn't that be a great triple show? You know, you got Yanni, oh Kenny God. G, and Michael Bolton. I mean,
and then, and then, wait for it. You add Enya as a cameo. And oh, then...
I was going to say fucking... Yo-Yo Ma.
Well, you could have, you know, it could just be a big old fucking news fest. I mean, I know. You know, although Enya... Enya's got like.
Now, I gotta tell you, I'm a fan of Yo-Yo Ma, though.
I love Yo-Yo Ma, but yeah, Enya's got yeah. like her net worth is like some $928 million.
Wow.
And she lives in a fucking castle by herself with 27 cats. So, just like yeah.
Whenever Chrissy's so funny sometimes. Whenever Enya would come up in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just randomly, because you know she was kind of popular in the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. Late 90s, maybe.
Yes, definitely. Early
2000s, late 90s. You yeah, know, if the name Enya come up, Chrissy would go, Enya face!
Enya face! Oh, how many times she say that? And did anybody hear her? Because she may have to do like a copyright.
Oh yeah, no, I don't know. Not that many. How often does Enya come up in a conversation?
Well, apparently like 8 times since we started talking. So.
Enya.
Well, I can't leave the Michael Bolton comment without saying I celebrate his whole catalog.
I'm so glad you do.
I was just remembering the consultants. From that's, Office Space.
Yes. Yep. Don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, you can call me Mike.
Yanni. I think we kind of beat that one to death. Unless you had something to add about his look.
No.
Scott.
No, I'm good. No, his look is great, man. I wish I could sport that kind of hair and a mustache. I might be able to grow. I might be able to grow a pretty full mustache and beard.
Keep it, so.
Yeah, I can't. I, dude, I couldn't touch that hair ever now. It's just gone. It done flee for its life. It's been jumping off for the last 10 years.
So how old is the picture that you posted on Facebook?
Which one?
The one with you, the open shirt.
That one? The scariest one of all?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, that was just a very spontaneous moment that I was goofing on Chrissy one night. And I had I gotten cleaned up and I was taking a shower. We're going to go somewhere in a little bit. We had time, you know, and I came out of the bathroom like that and she took that picture. And that was probably about, had to be in, I don't know, early 2000s.
Okay.
2003 or four, maybe 2005. I don't know, but it was a good, you know, it was a good 12, 14 years ago, whatever it is. It was a lot of fun though. And I posted a bunch of pictures of like zombie faces that, you know, with that app that you can do on your phone with all the zombie, zombify yourself or whatever, zombie boot. And I posted a bunch of pictures all right in a row, not all in the same post, but all right in a row. And I got like a total of all the other ones of like 4 or 5 likes, you know. But I had like 36 or 37 likes on that one picture and a whole string of comments. Because it's just so cheesy. And I'm still surprised. I'm surprised that I actually did that because that's not normally me. I don't get goofy like that.
That was hysterical.
It's a funny picture. And
sorry, I couldn't think of anything else to tell you but to put your clothes back on.
My mom commented on that as just laughing, you know, ha, 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 ha. And then, like, the next day she calls me up and she's still laughing on the phone. She goes, I can't believe that picture you put up there. So ridiculous.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking Rico Suave.
Yeah.
So. No, that totally worked too.
Yeah, I keep seeing Guido.
Yeah. That's like a Guido.
Guido the killer pimp.
Yeah.
I must have been out in the sun a lot that day or something because I had very red. I looked very tan and it's been a sunny day.
A boy from Ipanema.
Anyway, yeah, that was a bad comb over too, wasn't it? Yeah, hair was all thinning out, and I just combed that bad boy right over. It was good.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about me.
All right. Enough about me. Let's talk about me.
Feeling rather saucy tonight.
Yeah, I'm thinking. That's what she said.
Oh my God.
That's a joke that just never gets old. Anyway.
Oh, you say.
I bet we could do that all night long.
That's what she said?
All right, guys. That's enough.
All right, so on to people.com. People.com, they've got their the 9 greatest mustaches of the 1990s. And they start off with number 9 as the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith. And, you know, parents just don't understand.
I'm going to have to veto that one because that's one of the ones that I have a problem with. That looks like he's just got dirt on his upper lip. It's not impressive at all.
Yeah. I'm being a woman. I have to veto that as well because that just looks like, you know, you either started to shave, you didn't finish shaving. I love Will Smith, but yeah, no mustache for Will Smith.
I know he was playing a teenager, but he looks like a teenager trying to grow a mustache in that picture. That they put there.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just very weak. It's weak.
So basically what we're telling is we've got to write a post to people.com and tell them to drop number 9 on that list.
Yes.
There's so many other people from the 90s that they could have picked.
Yeah. Number 8 goes to Bill Murray. So they're putting his sleazy mustache from Rushmore.
Mm. I still haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
What was that?
I still haven't seen it yet.
I don't think I have.
I haven't.
If it's going by that picture, I think that's pretty weak too.
Kind of reminds me of Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah, that's got that look.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Bill.
All right. Let's try number 7. Steve Buscemi.
That's a good mustache.
He's got a creepy mustache. He always has that creepy look going on, so the mustache fits him well.
Very well.
It's not real thick and full or anything, but it definitely works for him.
It almost looks fake. Yeah. It looks like he bought a fake mustache and put it on.
Yeah, it definitely works for his face there.
Yep.
Yeah. But then again, I also like him clean cut in like Reservoir Dogs.
Yes, I like Steve Buscemi.
Very good actor.
And a very good humanitarian as well.
All right, so number 6, we're going on to Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
It's a pretty good stash.
That is a great mustache. Yeah, that he's rocking that.
Yeah. And of course you take the sweater off and it's just like, how did you become Ned Flanders? You know, like it's like some sordid past that thrust you into Christianity. You should not be looking like that.
All right, so number 5 is Mr. Jeff Foxworthy. You might be a redneck fan.
Dash. It's stash on Mr. Foxworthy.
Yeah, he wears it well. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's thick. It's not too bushy, but it's definitely it works on him.
Yeah, I agree. I love his comedy. He's a very funny guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very droll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might be a redneck that if you mow your lawn and you find a car.
Or when directions to your house include turn off the paved road, you might be a redneck.
Yeah. Number 4, Yanni, we already talked about. Let me get my scroll button to go through faster here. Number 3, the Got Milk campaign.
That was cool.
It's where that was definitely a great campaign, and the whole milk mustache on, just very iconic, you know, pop culture icons, was great.
I think the ad campaign was good and fun, but I don't think it should have made the list.
Really? You're having a lot of problems with
this list, man. I do. I mean.
Wow.
No, you're on your own.
It's not a real mustache.
It's a milk mustache.
But it's not. It's just milk.
Yeah, but it's very iconic for the 90s, and it was mustache-ish.
Okay.
That's the only way kids could grow a mustache, to drink their milk. Keep going, Dave. Norton.
All right.
Yeah, unless you were Sam Elliott, you're probably growing one when you were like 7 years old.
Alright, so come on, scroll.
Do you want me to read the next one for you?
Number 2, the big unit, Randy Johnson.
Oh, Mr. Johnson. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's a good stash.
And another one of those that rocked the longer hair with it, you know?
The mullet.
Yeah.
It just works on. It's a good look.
Mariners of that era were unstoppable. They were amazing. Randy was a huge part of that. big shout out to him before he went to Arizona. Won the fucking World Series. But anyway. Let us continue.
So a little torn there with Randy, are you?
A little bit. No, I'll always be a Randy fan. Just, you know, we could have did it here.
Oh.
He didn't have to go. But he left because we couldn't. So.
Ah, gotcha. And then number one, we covered already, Mr. Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so are there any honorable mentions? Scott, you did a really great job on the 80s list of bringing up some stuff that we should have included before. Do you have any from the 90s for us?
I think Johnny Depp, you know, is well known for having that look. And this is before Pirates of the Caribbean, going back in his earlier days in the 90s.
What?
Was Borat in the 90s?
Like, 2000.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. There's not too
many. Oh, he might have been in the late. No, he was in the 2000s. But Ali G, the guy that plays Borat, he was around in the late 90s.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm looking through the list here, and not a lot of them are jumping out at me as far as like 90s people that we'd really recognize and be able to like recognize them for their mustache.
I gotcha. 90s mustache. Just seeing if there's anything that I can see just via like a Google search.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I came up with the same list that you came up with, the People magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Movember mustaches of the 90s. That's the same one.
Yeah.
Same link. I'm Ron Burgundy. That was actually like 2004, though, I think.
Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got a good.
Rick Rude. Was that 80s or 90s?
Wrestler?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Rick Rude. It had to be WWF, right? He had a great mustache. Yeah, he's 90s.
There's a few movies that had some characters that had some good mustaches from the 90s. But really, they didn't carry it through to other things, you know?
Right.
All right, well, it sounds like we're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel for 90s mustaches.
Oh, Danny Bonaducci had one.
Danny Bonaducci. Nice.
The rat's butt. Danny Bonaducci. Jesus. How about we just leave it to the listeners to give us some of their, you know, if they listen to the podcast and they can shoot us an email and...
That'll work.
Let us.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work. We'll ask everybody for your input. If you're if you got a favorite mustache man from the 1990s, shoot it over to McFly at BonsaiRetroClub.com. We'd love to hear about it.
Can I throw out the creepiest mustache?
Of course.
Please.
John Waters.
Oh yes.
Dude, that little line of black on the upper edge of his lip. Is the freakiest looking thing. I think it's ridiculous myself, but
well, and I'm sure he knows that.
Oh. And yeah, he's a strange
John
dude.
He's John Waters.
Yeah.
So yes, duly noted.
Yeah, actually, he was on the 70s list.
Oh yeah, well he's been around for a while. Yeah. I'm just looking at random pictures of mustaches now.
Right.
Oh, Chuck Norris again.
Hey, Chucky Norris.
All right, so it sounds like we're kind of wrapping things up. This has been our memories of our favorite 1990s mustache men, and that's really to kind of bring awareness of Movember. So this is an organization, as we talked about at the beginning of this podcast, that is helping with men's health issues and helping with just trying to get everybody, trying to get men into a good mental headspace and along those lines. And one of the things that they also do as part of the organization is encourage men to walk, or run, or just move. So they have this challenge that they have on their website, which is to encourage everybody to, walk or run up to 60 miles within the month of November. So it's really just kind of encouraging, getting up and moving around. So by all means, I recommend that you go out there, check out their website. You can get to Movember.com through our website, which is BanzaiRetroClub.com, B-A-N-Z-A-I. What we do is like to encourage you to go check them out. And then also, if you have the means, please provide a donation to help them with cancer research, which is something that's very important for all of us to try to get a handle on. And eliminate that horrible disease. So we want you to do that. The other things that are on our website is there's some links to our social media, so please do go out and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, all that kind of good jazz, and we'd really like that. Outside of that, Scott, do you have anything in closing?
No, not really. I think we're good.
Okay, Rose?
No, I have nothing in closing at this time.
Okay. Plead the fifth. Got it. All right.
Well, I know I'm going to have to make my appointment to go get everything checked. Now, and I just added one more thing. In the 80s, when we were talking about,
prostate cancer.
Prostate. Yeah. Prostate. Yeah. And then I mentioned a colonoscopy, and now I'm going to have the boys checked, too.
Yeah, testicular cancer. And actually, I didn't watch it yet, but on their website, there is a video that shows how to properly check those.
Yourself.
Yeah, check yourself. I wouldn't recommend checking other guys. That might be a little... that might be a little crossing the line. Unless you're into that, then go ahead. I don't know. That's not my bag, though.
Oh, mercy, Lord.
That's what she said. God, that was inappropriate. Digging a well is what I'm doing.
Big hole.
Yeah. So with that, we'll remind everybody to be excellent to each other and go the fuck to sleep. Bye.
Perfect. Bye. Thank you. That was great. Later.
This has been a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 Banzai!